Man, I worry about us all as human beings. Social media really tends to shine a spotlight on how terrible we can be. Another thing that shines that spotlight brightly is youth sports.
Oh.
And it ain't the youth, baby. It's the parents in the stands.
It's the sports.
Oh. Cry for the youth. Cry for the youth.
A lot of times it's the coaches. But man, it really comes down to, I think, people's overall happiness level.
Mm-hmm.
And being stressed out and worried and wanting the best for your kids and then being too competitive.
The competition thing is so real.
It's like, man, just let them be kids. And it has to do with being too hard on the officials, being too hard on your own child, involving yourself in the narrative of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just out of control. And I care a lot about this because I have kids who play youth sports and I'm fascinated by it. And by no means am I sitting here holding the dad of the year mug. I've screwed up. I've made mistakes. But it comes down to this. My life has gotten so much better. Watching youth sports has been so much more rewarding. And my relationship with my kids through youth sports has gotten so much better. Just learning this. And a lot of this I got from Jeff Banister, former manager of the Rangers, Banny, who knew a lot about this and talked about it a lot. Michael Young has helped me with this, but it's as simple as this. When you're watching your kid play youth sports, when the game is over, you have one thing to say to them, and that is, I love watching you play. That ride home from that game should not be an interrogation. You shouldn't be in the stands yelling at them, catch the ball! They know. They meant to catch the ball. They know that. You can immediately strip all fun and joy and all of the rewards and life lessons of youth sports from your child by being an a-hole. So don't be the a-hole at your kid's youth sporting event. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's you know, I do think a lot. There's the competition, and then there's also the vast majority of the parents all have some sort of sporting experience, and so they think they're experts. Like, hey, I played second base in high school. What I think we should do here. I mean, it's just the way it is. People like to control their world, and they look at their kid as a satellite of their world, and they think they know best, and they're emotionally competitive.
So police in Lakewood, Colorado have asked the public for help in identifying a man who was involved in a brawl on the field at a youth baseball game this past Saturday.
Did he kick
what
ass?
Is Colorado Rockies?
So immediately, this is like the third biggest story on ESPN.com. I go to the video, and it starts with a familiar view for me, and that is from the stands looking through that chain link fence.
Okay.
At a youth baseball game. And I'm like, sat there a million times. I've been in those stands looking out, not at these particular ones, but ones here in North Texas where you're looking out there and something frustrating happens and, hey, you're not getting the call you want or your kid gets screwed over or whatever.
I love baseball.
What I've learned about those moments is these moments are perfect teaching moments. They're perfect. It's almost like parents should relish the opportunity that something goes against their child in a situation like this, because that child learning in that moment, a microcosm about life, that, hey, you know what? Everything doesn't always go your way. Yeah, it wasn't fair. The call didn't go your way. Guess what? It's part of sports. It's part of life. So what should you do when you don't get a call? Do you stop down and throw a tantrum like a damn toddler? Do you scream obscenities? Do you scream at the umpire? Do you throw a fit? Do you quit? Do you protest? Is that the lesson you want to teach your child? Well, in this particular case, this Saturday in Lakewood, Colorado, it turned into a brawl. And this is not kids fighting. These are 7-year-old baseball players.
World star.
7-year-olds,
easy,
right?
It is easy to kick a 7-year-old's butt.
So I'm looking at this video. And again, this is a police department now putting out this video of what should be a fun youth baseball sporting experience. I see maybe 30 parents on the field.
Wow.
I can't even really see any kids. I see 30 parents on the field. And
this was one of the better baseball fights.
This
it really was.
We got a real live Donnybrook here. This Donnybrook broke out over a disputed call.
Was it
by
right?
A 13-year-old umpire. By a 13-year-old.
Did he get it right?
You're at the game. You're at the game thinking, you know what? Hear this game with these 7-year-olds. It's the world championship of the world. In fact, I think they're going to kill the losing team.
Okay.
So this is life or death. We have to win this, and thank God they hired the greatest umpires in the world, and they're paying them $100,000 each to do this game. There's no way they miss a call. No! It's seven-year-olds! At the end of this game, 5 minutes later, none of them will know if they won or lost. All they'll know is if they're going to get pizza and ice cream or if they're going to go get on Fortnite after this game. And you don't have the best umpires in the world. You have a 13-year-old trying to learn his own life lessons. He's probably making $2 an hour to go deal with your dumbasses yelling in the stands. Yet, there are a bunch of adults swinging fists at each other wholeheartedly with everything they got. Because damn, you don't disrespect me. Yeah, how dare you disrespect me over this 7-year-old baseball game? That was a strike. What in the hell is wrong with humanity? Sit your ass in the stands, shut the hell up, on the way home say I love watching you play, and that's all that's required from you.
All right, was it coach pitch?
I would assume so. At seven.
Yeah, it was coach or machine pitch, right?
Coach pitch, I would assume.
So when parents storm the field, who stormed the field to do what?
Okay, here's what I think. As a guy who's been that 13-year-old umpire before, And here's what my dad told me when I got in the bind. A guy tried to, like, get in my face about it, and my dad goes, well, you made the call, so you deal with it. So I had to deal with this guy who wanted to fight me. So I'm like, okay. I saw the ball. He thought I called the ball was trapped or whatever, and I was like, I thought the kid caught it. He was out. I don't know what to tell you. The game's over. We're not going to go back and play the game again.
What, like, about replay?
The game's over. Oh. Yeah, and I was like, I get it. I'm young. Like, I get it. I probably shouldn't be an umpire, but you can talk to the higher ups. I'm just taking the money. So, like, I think what happened is someone went out and freaked out about a call the umpire made. Obviously, that happened. And then you get someone who knows that kid. It's like, wait, why are you talking to my kid that way? Because I bet that 13-year-old, I bet his dad is affiliated with the other team in some way.
I would imagine.
Well, I would imagine it's like this. I see what you're saying there. But what happens in these situations that I've seen is even people out there in this brawl, they're not dumb enough to talk to a child. They know that. But they're like, oh, man, quit protesting the game. Just get in your dugout and shut up.
Right.
What'd you say to me? You told me to shut up? No, you shut up. You want a piece of this? Yeah, I want the whole thing. And all of a sudden, you got white trash hillbillies throwing fists at each other in the middle of a youth baseball game.
Colorado's changed.
And it's like, dude, it's you are going to challenge me and my ego? Well, everything's on the line here for me. I can't be challenged. Right. I'm willing to go to jail because I keep it real. You know how real I keep it? I'm willing to murder you on a baseball field in front of all these children to let everyone know how real I keep it, because now it's not about youth sports. It's not about life lessons. It's about me showing everyone how real I keep it. I'm going to federal prison. Woohoo! I murdered someone.
Can I play devil's avocado here?
Yeah.
Delicious.
So what if the problem, because here's one thing you can't allow, though. Do you just let your kids get run over like this? Hey, these kids, they played hard too, and a bad call. And you know what? As a parent, I'm just going to tell my kids, you know what? It's okay to get ran over. That's right. There's nothing we can do about this. No, they made the call, and that's how it is. We can't put up a fight.
Who run them over?
What do you mean ran over? You mean getting a bad call?
Yeah, kids lose, take a bad call, and I'm not going to fight for my kids. Not
yes.
Your kids. You got to fight for your kids, right?
Absolutely not. It's all about setting a good example. And when you have these teaching moments, this game means nothing. They're going to be playing Fortnite eating ice cream in 10 minutes. The game means nothing. But kids learn. It's a learning experience. Kids watch how the adults around them behave, and then that's a learned behavior from them. That's how, they're sitting there with a notepad at a tiny little desk watching their parents be a-holes. And they're going, okay, be an a-hole. I mean, and so if you don't get the call, then yeah, you go huddle up as a team after the game. You don't protest. You don't act like an a-hole. You don't cuss. You don't scream. You don't have the police called on you. You don't punch a woman in the face, which happens in this fight.
That's what I was going to ask. So who are the police looking for?
And they're primarily looking for the one guy who did the most punching. I don't know if they found everybody, but you go over there and you huddle up as a team and you say, hey, you guys played great, man. That was a great game. And hey, I know you guys are sad right now, and maybe you think the call didn't go our way, but that's part of sports. You don't always get the call, and guess what? In life, it doesn't always go your way. But what's more important is how you carry yourself in these situations, and you never give up, and you keep fighting, and you try to do everything you can to win. I love the way you guys kept fighting after a call didn't go your way. That's how you teach them. And then the next time a call doesn't go their way, they're like, oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, we just keep fighting. We keep trying, and then maybe it'll work out. But if what happens if you teach them this, the next time a call doesn't go their way, they're like, okay, let me think. What do I? Oh, yeah, all-out parent brawl. Someone's going to punch a woman in the face. Hey, that call's ridiculous. Let's all fight. That's what you've taught these kids in Colorado. It's freaking sickening.
I think for some of these adults, too, though, this is the best thing they have going in their life. And I'm not saying, I'm not being like.
No, I hear you.
No, I'm like, they look forward to it all week. They go work their jobs. Most people in general don't like their jobs. They go work their jobs. They get to I can't wait to the weekend. My kid's got a game. I love supporting this. Right. I love the competitive nature of it. Right. It's the best thing they have going. And then a 13-year-old kid who shouldn't be umpiring the game ruins the best thing going in their life, ruins it for them.
But it's priorities wrong. It's if your priority is on winning. Your priority should never be on winning in youth sports. It should be on development. And hey, if you win, that's awesome. Fun to win. But it should be about development. It should be about life lessons. It's like you get in these games and sometimes the rules are, all right, especially at 7-year-old game, you get into where these coaches are like, all right, here's the deal. If you get walked, you start sprinting from home plate and you go all the way to second base. Mm-hmm. You take a double off a walk. Because these kids aren't just learning how to play catch. They're not going to be able to throw you out at second base. And you're like, okay, that's real aggressive. Well, we're coaching to win this game. Because this game, well, why don't you coach to teach kids how to play baseball? But the goal, it depends on what the goal is. Is the goal development? Is it life lessons? Is it having fun with your buddies? Or is it win at all costs? Because this 7U game is everything.
Right. And isn't that the difference, though, in like select baseball?
No.
And
No, it's not. So it depends on what the organization is and what the plan is. Is it to win at all costs or is it to develop? And there's different levels, right? So there's majors, AAA, AA, there's not single A. But so it just depends on what the level of the team is, like in the age group. How serious is it? Are you taking it? Like, I don't even know what level this is. This could be Little League. Who knows? But no, select baseball wasn't like that. Like my son, I had sons who played on competitive teams. And my son has played on developmental teams, too. So it just depends on the parameters.
Right. Well, hopefully they find the man who is such, beating everybody's face.
This is such horrible fighting, too, though. That's another thing. I mean, a lot of slow, unathletic people are just kind of throwing some real bad right-hand hooks.
Yeah. It's not the premier athletes in those stands ready to brawl.